roughly kicked off the first two unbreakable laws of network marketing, and those laws were real clear for all of you. Number one was the law of momentum, and it really, you know, it was so much fun to train it last week, because you know how many times it came up in conversations with different people last week? For me, it's a ton. I kept telling people were going, you know, what about this or what about this? Even talking about how to get out of a summer slump, or when you're slumping or your business doesn't, it's called consistency of action. Consistency of action, and that's really where momentum comes. Consistency of action. You just do the same thing. You're just consistent with it. You know, kind of like I brought up Carrie Shepard's training with you last week too about the 5-2-5 principle. I think it's terrific. You just every day you contact 5 new people. You follow up with two, and you reactivate 5. I mean, you got to have something in your business that is always consistent. You're consistently prospecting. You're consistently getting out there. I have so many people that get into management mode when they get to 20 or 30 or 40,000 in volume, and they just start managing, and I want to throw up. I just totally disagree with it. You start managing your downline and spending 80% or 90% of your time managing your downline, you're going to watch it dissipate, I'm going to tell you. Because if you don't continue to prospect and do what the number one most important thing there is to do in network marketing, you can't expect your downline to follow you. Because if they're going to follow you and not doing it is what's going to happen. They're not going to hear what you say. They're going to do what you do. And that's why every year, year in, year out, I always win every trip. I've already won the Denver thing. I'm out there. I'm sharing with people all the time, because if I expect my downline to do it, I better be willing to do it myself. And it's truly what makes this business tick. So it's consistency of action. Keep it consistent. Keep working on it. That's going to build momentum in your business. It's going to build momentum with your other leaders, because they're going to follow your action, and you'll watch your business grow. The second law that we talked about last week was the law of numbers. And that's really a concept of just really, truly a numbers game. If you're going to contact one new person a month, you are never going to get the presidential. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. And if you're building a business, then build the business. You know, there's actions it takes to build a business. If you started any other business, you'd have to go out and find customers, wouldn't you? Well, why are you unwilling to do that with Manatech? You have to go out there and find people and share with people, introduce them to the products, educate them on what this science is about, and move them forward. That's what you need to do every day of your life. And that's the concept. It's about a law of numbers. You want to grow your business faster, then you contact more people. And this was so true. I'll just share one experience I had around it with Jet. When I was very early on doing Manatech, it was like in my 8th month of doing this as a business, I went to a training that Jet did, Millionaire University Development or something like that. Anyway, I went to his training that he did at one of the all-star conventions, and I heard him, and he was like, of course, first of all, you have to get through the shell shock of just listening to Jet for about 5 hours. You know, your body's still shaking because he talks so fast and he's so intense, and I love that about him, but, you know, it really is kind of tough on the body. But he got up there and he said, you really want to pop your business? I'm going to tell you how to do it. You contact 30 people every day. 30 people. Every single day you contact 30 people. 30 people every day. And I got back from that and I said, I was so pumped, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, I was also still working. So I thought, oh, how do I contact 30 people? So I started trying to contact 30 people. It was hilarious. I was up till like 11:30 at night calling people that I shouldn't even have been calling at that time. You know, but I did it for about a week, and then I died. I mean, I just couldn't do it. I just physically, I couldn't do it with all the other things on my platter, because I wasn't doing Manatech full-time at the time. So I went down to 10. But I'm telling you, I went from, I think I was a one-star something at the time, to a one-star regional maybe, to a four-star national in 4 weeks. Just 4 weeks. Just by dedicating my time. I started 1 week at 30 people a day, and then I went down to 10, because I said, yes, I can do 10. 10 people a day. 10 people a day, and I was working full-time. 10 people a day. 10 people a day, and work at it every single day, and you're going to see your business pop. And that's called the law of numbers. And that's what Jet works from. He believes in the law of numbers. He gets it. He knows this is an unbreakable law, and that's how he motivates his people. That's why he has these guys breaking presidential in 6 months. He has, you know, he's the number one top presidential today in Manatech in terms of growth for this year is a presidential director directly under Jet. And he trained her from scratch, and she is just catapulting. So, and she was walked across stage last year as the, I think, top business builder, not number one, you know, in terms of business growth, but top business builder. builder, I think.
That's wrong with the black dress.
So anyway, so just really get that clear. Law number is important. Okay, today's two laws. Let's talk about the first one. The first one's called the law of appreciation. And this one is, this one applies. I've got some slack in the background. Could you star 6? Somebody's doing the dishes and they're talking to other people. Just star 6. That mutes your line so we don't hear you washing your dishes and talking to other people. Okay?
I can mute it.
Star 6. On your phone, star 6. And that mutes it. Okay, thank you. Well, I can still hear you. Star 6. Okay, I appreciate if you do that. But we put that instruction on all our outlines we send out so we can keep this call quiet for everybody who wants to hear. Okay, so third law is law of appreciation. And this law, not only will it totally change your Manatech business, it'll totally change your life. And it really is a biblical principle. It's about coming towards everyone and everything that happens to you with this incredible heart of gratitude. It's having a law of appreciation, because if we look back, I'm going to star 5 because I can't get the person to mute. Hang on. Okay, I basically cut everybody off, so all you're doing is listening to Mary Jo. That's good. Okay, sorry about cutting you off. Anyway, the law of appreciation. So it single-handedly will transform your business and your life. This is something that you apply to every aspect of your life, and you're going to see remarkable changes happen in your life in every aspect. And it's called the law of gratitude, law of appreciation. Every single person, you've heard this probably in the past, that we're either in a growth mode or a decay mode. There's no such thing as stable. Stability doesn't exist. Because if you're staying stable and you're sitting in that comfort zone, you're really shrinking. Because the world's moving beyond you and you're actually falling behind. The same law of being in a growth mode or decay mode applies equally as well to your attitude in life. So you're either growing with your attitude or you're shrinking in your attitude. When you're appreciating your life, when you're appreciating things that happen in your life, when you're appreciating being a part of having 8 teenage boys at your house, when you're appreciating being a part of the process of, you know, programs like that, and everything that happens around you, when you come from total appreciation and love and gratitude for that, you are investing in your own life. You are making a huge investment in your life. Because an attitude of appreciation always means that you're increasing the quality of your life. Your quality of life increases, your quality of your business increases, your quality of your relationships increase. Just take, for instance, spend this week appreciating your spouse for everything that happens. And some of you are going to say to me, oh, Mary Jo, that's impossible because he does this, this, and this. And I go, what do you mean? Anything he does, instead of looking at it from a negative, take the opposite attitude. Take an attitude of, wow, do I appreciate what he did do. Convert the negative into positive and watch what happens to you. Just make a conviction of trying that for 1 week. I'm going to tell you, you will never go back to your old ways. Because this law of appreciation is just addictive, because you're going to be in such joy, in such love, in such forgiveness, and why don't you want to live your life that way every moment of your life? To be in joy and positive and happy. That's to be your goal. And you do that, it comes from you. It comes from internally from you. So step into that attitude of appreciation. So our whole concept here is, if the attitude of appreciation always means an increase of quality in your life and in your business, what is our need? Our need is to raise our level of appreciation. I put in here, too, a psychologist, William James, wrote, the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. Isn't that amazing? The deepest principle in human nature is a craving to be appreciated. So appreciation needs to be poured into your downline. It needs to be poured into your product line. It needs to be poured into your business, into your prospects. It needs to be poured into Manatech as a company. It needs to be poured into the corporate officers. We need to be appreciative all the way across the board for every aspect of our business. Just pour appreciation into every area of your business. When you depreciate your network marketing business, you're going to watch it go on a downward spiral. Your income, your business, your relationships will all start going in that direction. And the price of the blame, it's really the price of the blame mode, because that's where depreciation triggers. You start getting into criticism. You criticize, you know, one criticism leads to another criticism, and pretty soon you look at the picture and you see nothing good, because you've just been critical and more critical and more critical around it. And you know, the reality of the world is, in life, we all make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. I don't mind making mistakes, because every mistake to me is a lesson. It's ability for me to move forward and do something different, to learn and grow. Because I am so far from perfect. I just, you know, a mistake to me is like, wow, what a great lesson that is. How do I change? What habits do I need to shift? And then I move forward. Kaizen. I'm a little bit better every day. So mistakes are just things that get me back on course, or get me on a right course and right the ship. So that's what we look at. Well, the company makes mistakes too. Manatech makes lots of mistakes. In fact, some of you on this call, if you're around, some of you have been in Manatech longer than I've even been in Manatech, but we've seen lots of mistakes made in this company. We had management turmoil that was beyond belief in 2000-2001. Sam left the company. We had some people running the company no one liked. We had issues of ethical issues going on internally, both in legal department and in management. We had all sorts of stuff. They tried to open 3 countries in a year and a half and put on a new computer system. That was like a wreck. I mean, we had uptime, downtime. We, you know, and we can even just look in, now that's historical. I can just look in the last 12 months. Advanced Amber Toast came out a year ago, Manifest, and they didn't do proper testing on it. All of a sudden, it wasn't having any results. It created havoc in some of our organizations, confusion, mass confusion in the associate base about using Advanced or using Classic, and, you know, on and on and on. And we can get angry. You know, you have choices, people. You have choices. We can get angry and we can criticize Manatech, or what can we do? We can say, wow, mistakes are made, they're correcting it, we now have new Advanced, the new Advanced Amber Toast is far better than Classic, we have all this greatness coming out now, and it's just a blast to see how the company made a correction on that, and we can take a total positive response to it. So it's choices. And when you're in the depreciating mood, when you're in a depreciating attitude, when you're in the criticism, when you're in the crisis management, and all that kind of stuff, you gotta catch it. Catch it, because it's just going to destroy you. It's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your business. It's going to destroy your relationship. It's going to destroy your family time, because you're going to be depressed around them, and you're going to be wah, wah, wah. You're going to be whiny and critical. And you know, the worst thing is, I see it happen in family lives, is when parents are like that, what do the children start doing? I mean, I have people in my church, and I know, and I look at it, and I have the kids in my Melody Makers class, and I just, oh, my heart bleeds for it, because it's like, wow, if these parents could only see. And of course, Mary Jo, being the bold one she is, of course, I want to point it out, and I actually go do that, because I think God's put me on earth to impact lives. So when I see something, I always ask, would you like some feedback, and I'll share, this is what it looks like, not this is how you are, this is what I feel like, or this is how your daughter behaves, and I see this prevalence, and maybe a shift in a positive attitude might correct. You know, you can make suggestions to people, not from a very constructive way, not critical way, but a constructive way. But it's important for us to see that. And depreciation, because depreciation breeds discouragement, blame, negative thoughts. You know, and I've seen people in my downline. They'll go on and on and on, and it's everybody else's fault. Network marketing doesn't work. The compensation plan isn't good enough. That on and on and on. And I'm watching around, and I'm going, then why are we breaking, like, record numbers of presidentials in Manatech? I mean, because it doesn't work? Because network marketing doesn't work? Because the comp plan doesn't work? I mean, people, this is not about looking at all the extraneous issues and making excuses and getting into depreciation. It's about appreciating the beauty of what we have and the beauty of the leadership we have in this company and the greatness of what this whole technology is. So, how are ways that you can step into increasing your appreciation in your business? And I usually ask this question openly and let people think about it, to write it down themselves, and I'm suggesting to you do exactly that. start looking at how are ways that I can increase my appreciation in my business. And I just jotted some down in the outline that you can look at. And of course, one thing we do in my business, and whatever this looks like for you depending on your spirituality, but I start every day with prayer. Wow, we're getting just a lot of stuff on this phone. I don't know what's happening. Sorry. Just a lot of fuzziness. But one of the things I do is start each day with prayer, a prayer of gratitude, a prayer just thanking the Lord and thanking, and that's how my day starts. Lydia and I sit down and we pray every morning before we kick off our day. So, you know, 10 minutes to 8, boom, there we are. And that's a great way because it gets your focus in the right direction. You want to kick off your day right. So start with a heart of tremendous gratitude because we are so blessed. We're just blessed, and we need to acknowledge that and just move forward in that light. And every single time, another idea for you is every single time something tough happens in your life, always look at it and say, where's the goodness in it? Go and search. Place your luck home. There's always the greatness in everything that negative that happens. Do you know that? There's always goodness in it. And for those of you who want to read biblical scripture, go to Romans 8:28. You'll find it biblically sound there. So you just find the goodness in everything that happens, because there always is. And sometimes when you start focusing on the goodness, the bad stuff just kind of disappears. It's so minor compared to the greatness of what you just learned or what you just went through or the benefits you have to cast upon people because of this event happening, whatever it might be. The greatness is always there. You're just not looking for it. You're not focusing on it. When you become aware of yourself, when you find yourself in a complain mode, because, you know, every once in a while we're going to start going, wah, wah, wah. You know, that comes out. Those are habits hard to change, but they will change over time as you put your focus in a different direction. But as you see that complain mode come out, or blame game come out, or the victim game come out, whoa, just really be aware of it. You know, let that red flag come out and go, whoop, time out, and stop. Really just stop. Become aware of the cost. When you get into the blame game, you get in the criticize game, just focus on, you know what? I remember 9 unbreakable laws in network marketing, law of appreciation. When I'm in a depreciation mode with my attitude, I am robbing from my life. Is it worth it to me to rob from my life? Is it worth it to me to rob my business? Start looking at the cost you're paying, the price you're paying to be in that frame of mind. In reverse directions, because you're not willing to pay that price. You shouldn't be. There's too many great things for you to do out there. There's too many ways that you can impact lives. There's too many people waiting to hear from you on this face of this earth. So why are you getting stuck in being negative mode? Does it keep you busy? Oh, yeah. I have people that go on crusades around criticism issues. They go on crusades about it. 3 weeks later, they get back to their business. Well, they've lost all the momentum. They've lost all the energy. They've got to start over from scratch. Now they're miserable. Their GPV's gone down. They haven't signed up anybody in 3 weeks. But you know what? They had a great crusade on a criticism issue. Wow. Get over it. Get beyond it. Go beyond it. And then another way to get into gratitude in a big way is get into recognizing your downline in a big way. I mean, there's just so many ways you can do this, people. You can make a list of 100 ways of increasing your appreciation in your business. One of the things we do at the end of every period is we send letters of recognition out to every single new director in our downline. Just and each letter looks different, whether it's regional, national, or executive. I wrote a separate different letter for each one of those levels because they all are going on to different levels from that one they've just reached. So I have a little different, you know, thing in the letter that goes out to them. But it's really an acknowledgement about, hey, congratulations. Do you know how many people you've impacted in your organization? I mean, this is great. Look at all the lives that you're helping support and save and get, you know, on track with their health. And it's a total letter of love and appreciation. And I get comments back. I get emails back from the field. And most of the time the email goes, you know, you're the only one that acknowledged me, Mary Jo. And that's kind of sad, because I'm way, way at the time. I mean, I have 18,000 people in the organization. So maybe you ought to look at where are you as a leader, and maybe you ought to start doing some of that yourself. But it's a joy to do it. I mean, get the joy out of the process of doing it, because it's really important. People, remember, what's the one thing we said at the beginning of this? psychologist William James wrote, "The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated." So why aren't you satiating that craving? Why aren't you supporting others by appreciating them? Okay? So just, you know, like I said, your creativity is the only limitation you have on how many different ways you can appreciate people and your business and your family and everything around you every day. So just pop into it. Just get in, step into it. Become responsible. Come from that, you know, that whole attitude of gratitude and watch what happens to your life and your business. Okay, so that's law three. Law number four is called the law of priorities. And it really comes from what we call the Pareto Principle. And some of you are familiar with it. Well, I did some research on the Pareto Principle, and I just wanted to share a little bit of that. But first of all, I found out that the Pareto Principle really, it started with a guy named Wilfredo Pareto, but he isn't the guy who developed the principle. It's kind of a cute story. In 1906, this guy, who's an Italian economist, Wilfredo Pareto, created a mathematical formula to describe the unequal distribution of wealth in his country. He observed that 20% of the people owned 80% of the wealth, and that's all he did. So he didn't have any principle. He just made an observation in his country about how interesting it was that 20% of the people owned 80% of wealth. In the late 1940s, there was a Dr. Joseph M. Geron, who started talking about the observations he was making. And his observations were that a vital few, they're vital few and trivial many. That principle came from 20% of something always are responsible for 80% of the results. 20% of something are always are responsible for 80% of the results. So that really, although it was Geron's rule that he came up with based on all the experiences he had, it ended up being called Pareto Principle instead. And that's the history behind it. But the rule being, the 80-20 rule means that in anything, a few, which is exactly 20%, are vital, and many, 80%, are trivial. So in Pareto's case, it meant 20% of the people owned 80% of the wealth. In Geron's initial work that he did, he identified that 20% of the defects caused 80% of the problems. Project managers know that 20% of the work consume 80% of your time and resources. You can apply the 80-20 rule to almost anything from science of management to physical world. So if you look at, you know, and he just gave some examples. 20% of your stock takes up 80% of your warehouse space. 80% of your stock comes from 20% of your suppliers. 80% of your sales come from 20% of your sales staff. 20% of your staff will cause 80% of your problems, but another 20% of your staff will provide 80% of your production. So it works both ways. But it's called the 80-20 rule, and it is amazing how true this rule is and applies to virtually everything. And you read about the Pareto Principle in many, many different books, success management books, managing, you know, leadership books, all sorts of things. But the value of this principle for a manager, for you as a business person, for you in Manatech, reminds you to do what? To focus on the 20% that matters, the 20% of activities that are going to create 80% of your results. And that's what you want to do. You want to focus on the 20% of the activities that produce 80% of your results. So you identify and focus on those things. So that's what you need to be doing. And I know that if you look at the one of the things I tell people to do in my systems double CD set is I tell people every day you have a daily to-do list and you put things on that calendar, and the first thing you do is you prioritize. And that's what's so critical, because that's really what this rule tells you to do. If you know that 20% of your actions are going to produce 80% of your results, what do you want to prioritize on your day? You want to prioritize the 80% of activities that produce 20% of the results? I don't think so. You're going to want to focus on what are the things that are going to produce massive results for me, and that's where your focus needs to be every day of your life and everything you do. It's the law of priorities. That's what it's called, the law of priorities, focusing on the 20% of activities that produce 80% of your results. So some of you will go, let's talk about some attitudes that we have that hold us back. We'll say, well, all I need to do is get this important project done. And as soon as I need to get to that important project, but I have two or three other things that I need to take care of, these small little details before I get there. A lot of times we put things in front because they're easier to do, they're not outside our comfort zone, they don't conflict with, you know, us feeling comfortable in other arenas. They don't require us to interact with people. They don't, you know, we have all these reasons why we put things ahead of other things. And most of it has to do is we just feel like the phone weighs 100 pounds, or it's a part of that comfort arena. It's part of our comfort zone. So we don't want to be uncomfortable, so let's keep busy, not be effective. I love to teach that when I do trainings, how so many associates keep busy instead of being effective. We got to stop being busy and start being effective. I don't mind if you're very busy at effective things, but that's not what happens in Manatech. So if I were going to ask you what kind of things in your life in Manatech keep you busy instead of effective, here, if we talked about what falls in that 80% category, it would say things like managing people's automatic orders. It would be like watching Success Tracker all day long. It would be like, well, Mary Jo, I have to be on everybody's phone call. So you listen to 22 phone calls a week doing your Manatech business. You know, a lot of those phone calls aren't creating business for you. They're not creating you to be better in creating business. Or they're not really giving you the direction you need to get your, you know, rear end off the chair and out the door and increasing your visibility. You need to pick and choose. You need to be selective about the activities that you're involved in. I have people that love to read books. I love to read books. But I don't read books while I'm doing my Manatech business. I'll read a book when I go on an airplane, and I'm restricted from being on the phone and doing other things. I'll go read books sometimes at nighttime when my husband's watching TV, because I don't really like watching TV. So I'll take a book over to him, but he wants me to sit there on the couch with him. Boy, oh boy, that's quality time for him. Whatever he defines it as quality, that's good for me. So I'll be over there, and I'll read my books. But, you know, some of you, you'll spend your whole day reading How to Be the Best in Network Marketing, and maybe you've read that 12 times, you still haven't gotten it. Or some of you read 25 books and you never take anything and apply them to your life. You know, books are only as good as how you use them in your life. The knowledge and the information they have them is worthless if you don't ever take it and apply it to your own life. And so many people do that. I see that happen all the time. So you want to be really careful about where am I spending my time that's creating the most results. And I'm going to tell you the number one thing you do in network marketing to create results is you share with people. You go out and share. And the number one thing that people don't do enough of and why they fail in networking is because they're not sharing enough. They're not getting visible enough. And that really fits right there in the 20% of activities that are going to create 80% of your results in network marketing. Number one is prospecting. It's really going out and sharing with people. And the more you do that, the more effective you're going to be, because that's one that's clearly at the top of the list. And that's why people like Carrie Shepherd, when she gave that training a couple weeks ago, and she trained us, and she said the 5-2-5 rule. And what was that about? It's about doing it the first thing in the morning. She said, don't put it off till the end of the day, because it won't get done. So first thing in the morning, she does her bookend, her first 30 minutes to get herself totally organized, get rid of, you know, answer emails, phone calls, and then she jumps right into 5-2-5. 5 new contacts, 2 new follow-ups, 5 reactivation calls. Whatever that is for you, whatever numbers you want to use, but boy, that's right off the bat. And you've got to discipline yourself to make that happen for you. But that's part of this law of priorities, getting things prioritized to make sure you're spending your time doing the 20% of activities that creates an 80% results in your life. There's a book out there that John Ginn makes in his the 9 Unbreakable Laws booklet. He suggests you get it. It's written by Alan Lakin. I don't even have this book. I just ordered it because after I went through this review, I said, wow, I don't have it in my bookshelf, so I'm going to order it, see what it's like. So I'll be happy to give you a book review in the next week or so, How to Get Control of Your Time and Your Life by Alan Lakin. So it's just a suggestion if you wanted to find a good book, and if this seems to be one of your issues that you don't have control over your time and you're a real bad time manager and all these kind of things, you might consider getting Alan's book. And like I said, I will read it and give back some feedback on it. Not that there's anything new in it. I just took it as his recommendation, and because I hadn't read it before, I thought it would be a good one to get. So do that. So again, our whole issue is now as master network marketers, how do we do that? How do we learn to be focused and skilled at practicing the 80-20 rule? How do we do that? And the real way of doing it is really becoming a great time manager and then prioritizing within those times. every great network marketer out there, I'm going to tell you, there's not one of them that doesn't manage their time efficiently and prioritize what they do, because they can't get to be a great network marketer if they're not doing that. So it's really drafting your action plan, doing your daily action, you know, steps that you want to do, enforcing a discipline around them so you do something every day of your life. You're consistent with the action. You're consistent with the actions, that 20% of your actions that creates 80% of your results. So the more and more efficient you get with that, the greater and greater results you're going to create. So, you know, look at your action items you do every day in your Manotick business. So look at your to-do list today and prioritize it. Every day your to-do list should be prioritized. And I usually would tell people, put at the top of it everything you don't want to do, the things you least want to do. Most of those things are the ones that create the most results for you, too. Did you realize that? It's really kind of funny how that works, because those are things outside your comfort zone. But make sure you get those things done first, because you'll never get them done if you don't put them at the top. But also evaluate them from the perspective, what's going to create 80% of the results for me? Those are the 20% of activities that you want to focus on and really make sure you get. Okay, so that everybody get it. The Pareto Principle applies to everything in life, so it's kind of fun to look at how it applies in other aspects of your life. 20% of your investments are going to create 80% of your income flow or your net worth. It's across the board. It applies to everything you do. So it's just kind of one of those simple principles that just has applications everywhere. So again, 80-20, it should serve to you as a daily reminder to focus 80% of your time and energy on the 20% of you that works what is really important to you. So don't just work smart, but work smart on the right things. That's what this principle is about. Work smart on the right things, which is the prioritization issue. Okay, I'm going to take it off of mute, and we have a couple minutes left. Okay, is everybody back?
Yep.
Great. How many of you have been familiar with the Pareto Principle before?
I have.
A lot of you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see how it works in your life? Or don't we like to acknowledge that it's working in our life? That's a better way of putting it, right? Your actions will reap 80% of your results. So it works both ways. Hello, are you still there? It works both ways. 20% of your action results and gives you 80% of your results. That means 80% of your activities, all the stuff that you keep yourself busy at, only produce 20% of your results. So it works both ways.